yes, it's August now. We have a couple things happening this month. This Saturday, we have our final tractor talk of the summer, which is going to be former employees of Oliver White and former employees of John Deere getting together and comparing their experiences working for those two companies. I think they'll probably have similar experiences, but it'll be interesting to find out how things kind of differed at those two companies, you know. So that's this Saturday, and then the following Saturday on August 17th, we're doing an end of summer open house, so the museum will just be open for free, and depending on how things work out, we may have a couple extra little things for people to enjoy, but I won't announce it yet because I'm not sure if we're going to have that worked out, but definitely the Trail City Model Railroad Room will be open during the day, which is not normal, so that'll be open, and they'll be there running their trains and stuff, so you can enjoy that, and enjoy free admission.
You know, you always do such a great job. I think I told you this last time we talked. It's just so refreshing to know that there are exhibits change and there are so many cool talks and chances to hear all about Floyd County and Charles City within the museum. So again, kudos to you for all the great things you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, speaking of exhibits, are there going to be any changes coming up here in the next couple of weeks?
I don't have any scheduled right now. Recently, we've had two interns this summer working on different projects, and one of them, her project has been going through our textile collection and kind of cataloging some of the clothing and stuff that we have, and she went through all of our military and military and other uniforms, and she's put out a new Did You Know exhibit about the Iowa National Guard in Charles City, so you can come check that out and learn a little bit more about it. That's kind of our most recent new thing out. And then our other intern, she's been working on a video project, so she's been using film that we had digitized from 16mm film to make new and original videos for the museum. And so we actually have a YouTube channel that has our videos on there. It's just Floyd County Museum. Most of it's all, it's film we had that's from the tractor plant. So it's all tractor related stuff, but we'll actually have like a Heritage Fest recap video on there at some point too. So
cool.
So you can check out the YouTube channel. I don't think I've plugged that on the radio yet.
You know, it's interesting that you incorporate a new way of technology with old stuff. That's so cool how that can work.
And they're educational, you know.
Yeah.
So we've written, you know, we wrote the script and had someone narrate it that tells the history of the Charles City Tractor Plant, which I think would be a really great resource for teachers too to use in their classrooms if they wanted, just to show a little bit of our local history that was so important for such a long time. So, and it's less than 10 minutes long. It's just a little recap of the plant. That's, and it's gotten a lot of views on YouTube, way more than I would have expected. So that's a really cool thing to check out.
Plug to the Charles City School district teachers.
Yeah.
Use that in a lesson. That'd be great.
Well, it's just a free video you can watch online, you know.
That's
so
cool.
Excellent. So what's coming up? I see on the events calendar, which you could get at floydcountymuseum.org. You could check that out. But 1 month from tomorrow is a volunteer appreciation lunch.
I don't know if that's accurate. That might be from last year. I don't know.
But nonetheless, the following week on Saturday, September 14th, is the Museum Kids Back to School, which we'll talk about here probably next week.
I guess I do have that scheduled. Yeah, at 12 on September 7th, we'll have a volunteer appreciation lunch. I put some dates on my calendar really far in advance and then like forgot about them. So that's
you.
What happened. I'm like, is that a month from now? I don't know.
That's exactly what we don't want to happen. Is
we will be doing that. I do have that on my calendar. We will. I just haven't thought about it a whole lot. So,
well, I mean, it is still over a month away. So
yes,
you're golden on that. But anyway, FlintCountyMuseum.org is the place to go. Talk about memberships.
Yeah, you can get a membership. It's a prorated rate right now. Or if you wanted, you could pay for the prorated rate and maybe the whole year rate, and then you'd be good for the rest of this year and all of next year. But our memberships always renew in January. It's $40 for your family, $20 for an individual, and we just need your name and address, basically. And then you get subscribed to our quarterly newsletter, as well as free admission to the museum all the time, and 10% off in the gift shop. So
excellent. And that's something you could sign up for on your website?
No, we prefer if you'd come in and or call us. You could call us, but best way to do it is just to come in and visit and sign up there.
All right. Awesome. Well, anything else?
That's it from me. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for coming in. Enjoy the nice, cool day today, and we'll talk to you next month.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. That was McKenna Lloyd for the Floyd County Museum here on KCHA on Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. It is 818 with Jana Jackson.